the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, 1,224, is that what it is today? 1,224, thanks to all of you who, and I got a lot of emails. People were really touched by, not by the show, but by the testimonies from yesterday that you guys gave. And just thank you for all for doing it. 5 years, unbelievable. 1,224, how to start number, 24th show. Hey Larry, how many weekly sermons would that be? Folks, think about this a minute now. If you were going to church every Sunday and hearing a sermon from your pastor, that would be 52. Somebody do some math for me real quick.
Close to 200.
That would be 52 sermons a year. So there'd be 52 sermons in 1 year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 52 goes into
1,200. 260, Coach. 260.
260 years of sermons we've had in here. No wonder your faith is growing. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? You know, back when I was a young kid, I was told many of you, I was raised Catholic, and Catholics still today go to church every day. Some practicing Catholics go to Mass every day. Now, yeah, I think you tend to be a little bit more spiritual if you did that. I don't want to get into the whole Catholicism thing. But think about that. Well, how many was it? 52, 200 and what?
260.
You've had two. If you've been watching this from day one, like Larry has, you've received 261 years of Sunday services. That is unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable. No wonder we're growing. No wonder our faith is deeper. By the way, Spencer, just kind of a little housekeeping thing. A lot of people got panicked yesterday because the audio wasn't working on the dial-in number. So hopefully we got that thing up and going. Folks, listen, I just say the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. If you have trouble getting on, just go to CoachDaveLive.com. You can listen online at Coach Dave. Well, I suppose some phones, maybe if you're got one of those old flip phones, maybe you can't do it. But if you got a regular phone, go to CoachDaveLive.com and you can listen online. You can watch online. We will always be here. Because why? Thanks to Jared Heath, we own our data. Everything that you see at CoachDaveLive.com, throw it up there real quick for me if you could, Spence. Everything you see at CoachDaveLive.com, we own. Meaning what? Meaning if YouTube shuts us down, doesn't matter. Go to our video page there real quick, the video platform there, Spencer. If you go to our video platform, these will never disappear because we own them. Jared owns them. Jared's now housing Bobby Lee, starting to put his is it called the Mideast? Is that what it's called, Bobby? The Salt and Light Brigade page? Bobby's putting his Salt and Light Brigade videos now on our page here. There is so much good stuff on our page. I don't talk about it enough, I guess. And I don't drive you there enough and say, hey, please subscribe and do that. I just don't do a very good job of that because I don't know. I just don't. But man, oh man, always right there. You can join the queue. You can listen to the queue. Everything you need is always right there. Silver, are you raising your hand? It's kind of, no. Okay. All right, buddy. I'm just kind of looking out there. And then click on that a video platform, if you can, there, Spencer. Folks, there are so many great videos. There's so much good stuff. So if you're just sitting around, you're really, really bored. Not only are all of our shows there, man, we just got a lot of great, great stuff on there for you to go back and check it out. So, okay. So I don't know. I don't know how I got there, but I guess I needed to do that. Also, please sign up. Sign up. Gary Pierce has been doing a lot of work of getting everybody classified now by states, regions, so that when we have a regional event or we have something going on in your area, we can notify everybody in that area, and we can become more united and more interactive. What's the word I'm looking for? We can work together. That's what we're trying to do. So please just go there, sign up. just sign up, give us your email. We don't bug you. Promise you we won't bug you. We don't ask for money. We ask for money when we do events, but we don't bug you for money. So again, helps us get organized there. Hey, this Friday, go to the, I don't even know if we put it on the schedule. Folks, if things don't show up on the schedule, it's my fault. I dropped the ball on it. But so it's not up on the schedule right now, but this Friday, John Diamond is on his way to Texas, and on his way to Texas, he's going to come by my house, and we're going to have a, what I would call a little huddle Friday night at Pastor Tom Gill's church, The Gathering in Fairfield Beach, Ohio, Thornville, Ohio. And John Diamond is going to do a teaching to enlighten us a little bit on not only an appeal to heaven, but really what is a Christian's response? What does Romans 13 really say? And what should be the response of our pastors and we Christians in this time in which we live? We're going to do that from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Golly, I'll get that. I promise I'll have the address and everything up for you there by tomorrow. And love to see you come. If you can come and make it, we're going to do 2 hours worth, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Friday evening. Sorry, I didn't give you more notice, but it wasn't just until the last couple of days that John and I put the thing together because I knew he was coming this way. And so Friday night, okay? Now, I want you to get out a pencil right now. I want you to mark down two other things that are not on our calendar yet. Although you can see we're going to go to Salt and Light Brigade thing up in Iowa next week. We have one the following weekend down in Kentucky's Brigade Huddle. The Go Therefore Conference, Pastor Mike Spalding's conference is March 5th. Hear the Watchman, I think that's up in the air. I don't know what's going on with that. But I got two things I want you to put on your calendar. Number one, our annual Salt and Light Brigade get-together, what huddle, whatever we want to call, here at Buckeye Lake, will be June 18 through 18, 19, 20. That's Father's Day weekend. I know we do a Father's Day weekend, a lot of activities going on in the Columbus area. So that put that one on your calendar. And also, if you will, Clay Parker, who's earned his varsity letter here in the Salt and Light Brigade, Clay Parker is putting together a special, this will be fun, a special Salt and Light Brigade huddle retreat in the Smoky Mountains, August 20, 21, and 22. August 20, 21, and 22, we're going to be in the Smoky Mountains. Clay's just getting to work on that. He's working with Chad and some others getting that whole thing set up. So those are some dates that I have to get up on our calendar. But if you could write them down in your calendar book, June 18, 19, we're here at Sky High. And August, boy, that seems forever away, doesn't it? Be here before you know it. August 20, 21, 22, Smoky Mountains. I think it's the Smokies. I think that's what that thinker down there. So cool. All right. God bless you. Trying to get you up to date there. You know, I just think first thing that hit me this morning when I got up, started to do a little bit of show prep, the scripture popped into my head, or maybe I heard somebody say it. The fact that we're peculiar people. And if you can look down there, Spencer's stuff I sent you says peculiar people. Click on that. That's from First Peter. The Bible says, anybody out there feel peculiar? Peculiar. But you know, I made the mistake of something. I'll show you here in a second. I thought that meant odd. Odd. I said, boy, he's peculiar. And most of us, when we hear that word, we think that guy's odd, a little bit odd. I want to read to you this morning from 1 Peter 2. It says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. Boy, I could preach there. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Talking about us. Wherefore also is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. So Jesus is the chief cornerstone, and we're the building, we're the kingdom, we're the kingdom that goes around that building. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. He's the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling. Jesus is a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. What? I thought Jesus was love and tolerance and diversity, and we're all God's child. That's what I thought. No, it's a stumbling. A stone is stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Now watch this. Wow, this really, I checked this out this morning as we're getting ready to come in here. But you, Silver, you, Larry, you, Jeff, you, Jim, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. And I read that, I thought, well, that's odd. Chosen, royal, holy, peculiar, meaning odd. I said, Lord, something's not right there. Something's not right. I might be odd, but I'm not odd, really. That the peculiar people that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So I said, Hey, Spencer, what does Webster say peculiar is? Changed my whole perspective this morning. Peculiar. Appropriate. Belonging to a person and to him only. Wow. One's own property. Almost every writer has a peculiar style. Singular, particular, special. Look at this. Four. Belonging to a nation, system, or other thing, and not to others. See, we ain't odd. It's just who we belong to. It's the nation that we're part of. We're not odd. I thought I was peculiar. No, a peculiar thing is a special thing. Belonging to a nation or a system or a thing doesn't belong to the world. That's a compliment. Larry, you're peculiar. Hey, Jeff, now you're peculiar. You belong to a nation, a system. Scroll on down a little bit if you can there, Spencer. What's it say? Let's get this in us, man. We're peculiar. Peculiar. Belonging to a nation, a kingdom, a system. It's not about your behavior. It doesn't have to do with how you behave. You're not peculiar because you behave funny. You're peculiar because who you belong to. That which belongs to a person and exclusive of others. We are Christ's. That's why we're peculiar. All right. Okay. Cool. Comments, questions, thoughts.
Amen, Coach. Amen.
Man, see, I've gone around so long thinking I was odd. Well, I am odd, I guess, but I'm not odd. I'm special. I belong to a kingdom, special kingdom. Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, you know, along the same lines, you're familiar with the verse about greet each other with a holy kiss?
Yeah.
Well, that word kiss doesn't mean a sloppy stick your tongue down somebody else's throat thing. It means a special embrace. And holy means set aside or sanctified. So greet each other with a set aside embrace. And I think some groups have already got a hold of that message, and they have their secret handshakes. Christians could recognize each other without the rest of the population being in on the secret.
Yeah,
that's what the holy kiss was in my mind.
Oh, good thought, Larry. Good. Dale, Pastor Dale. Hey, Pastor Dale, I just want to say publicly, I love you, man. I love you and your family and everything you guys are about down there. In fact, I'm talking to my wife. I got an invite, Dale, to come go speak in Arkansas. And I thought, that's almost close to Dale. Maybe I'll go down to Dale's afterward. Then I looked. It's like 800 miles still. But we'll see. Go ahead, Dale.
That's all right, Coach. You know, it is, because it's special. It's when you get two World War II veterans who have served and been in foxholes together,
amen,
brother, that's the one that carries them through to the end. So the peculiar, you know, when I thought about this, and, you know, then I hear Larry talking about this, that was the concept of where the fish came in. When you look at the fish, this is when the early century church, one would walk in the sand, he'd make one side, the other would make the other. But peculiar, the reason why we are peculiar to the world is because we represent, we're the ambassadors of Christ, and we represent his kingdoms, his thoughts, his ways, and the ways he does things. And so when the world looks at us, we represent him when it comes to healing. We believe in the laying on of hands and speaking God's word, which is medicine deposited into a person. It's contrary to everything that the world says. When the prophet Ezekiel was laying on his side and shaving his face and burning it, the world thinks that's nuts. They think they need CNN to broadcast the news. See, this is what makes us strange and peculiar, because we're representing from God's positions and God's authority, not from man's position or man authority.
Amen. See, I always took peculiar as an excuse to say, well, I'm odd. I'm not odd. I may be different than the average Joe walking up and down the street, but I hate to tell you this. I think I'm normal. People say to me, boy, coach, you sure are bold. And I thought, yeah. What's the opposite of bold? Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions. So is there an opposite to bold? Are lions supposed to be passive? The righteous are as bold as lions. I don't know. I never worked in the zoo. Are there passive lions? When you think of a lion, do you think of something passive? I don't think so. And so again, I don't think I'm odd. I think I'm ready. Come on in, Joe. Then Jim.
Yeah, when you talk about peculiar, they haven't met Tree Lynn Jim, have they?
No, they haven't. They haven't. God bless Tree Lynn Jim. I pray everything's good with Tree Lynn Jim. Yes, sir. I was going to say peculiar, but that'd be the wrong word. That's what they say about me. Thinking odd. I'm not odd. I'm going to quit saying that. Come on in, Jim.
I just looked it up in my Bible, and one note next to a peculiar people is a purchased people.
Ah.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, purchased. Yeah, belong to them, don't. We're purchased. We're purchased. We're set apart. Michelle, come on in. And then Larry, did you want to get back in? You're up there still. I didn't know. Go ahead, Michelle.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. Love that accent.
For me, it's always great to be called a peculiar people. And especially if God calls you something weird, you know, like something we're not used to being called. I always want to go and look. Why does he say something like that? And coach, it's a scripture that God has had on my heart for 2 weeks now. Every morning I wake up, I'm like, we're a peculiar people. So I'm glad you woke up with it too. It's been in my mind for so long. God is definitely trying to show us something, Dave, and we are odd. And I'm glad to be odd. I'm glad not to be like everyone else. I'm glad to stand out a little bit, you know, and being weird. I think it's going to make people weird. You know, the salt makes you thirsty and the light makes you see. And if we don't do that, then we're useless.
Yes. So maybe somebody can help me here real quickly. Why are we so passive? I'm going to show you something here in a minute. Why are Christians so passive? Maybe we ought to all just ponder that in our, I don't know if you guys have prayer time or whatever. Why, Lord? Why are we so timid, Lord? Why have we been so domesticated, Lord? What's going on? Help me out here, Silver.
We're just a bunch of big old scaredy cats.
I think so.
Well, that's part of it. The biggest part is we're just sleeping. We don't really care.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the Lord woke me up this morning at 3:30. Which I don't normally get up when mama ain't got to go to work early like that early. And I'm sneezing my head off like I ate some wrong chocolate or something. I don't know. And I mean, sneezing hard. And I said, all right, Lord, I get up. And I go outside and I look and I see the moon. It's beautiful, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And the Lord said, Donald Trump is not me. And I am not Donald Trump.
Amen.
Unless you come back to me, you're not going to make it. Said your country.
Amen.
Your country is already done.
Thanks for the good news this morning, Joseph. Huh? Thanks. We got you, man. You're welcome. Come on in, Bernie.
Hey, this is kind of interesting. I had a friend. Now, I grew up in a house where you just said you were quiet all the time. You did what dad said, and we did that. But I had a friend And he would talk to his dad in ways I would never talk to my dad. But on the other hand, they were so passionately, they loved each other more passionately. They were just really at what they believed, and they could fight through things, but they would embrace. And we just don't have that passionate love. I think that makes us speak out because we actually care about things. We're supposed to just be numb and quiet, but we need to get that passionate love for God that causes us to get out there and contend for the faith.
You know, Bernie, the Bible
says love him in his holiness.
It's like fire caught up in your bones, right? You guys still have that burning desire and passion for the Lord. I mean, people try to tamp it out of me all the time, but I still die. It's an unction. I can't hold it down. I don't try to hold it down.
Amen.
I do sometimes, right? Y'all with me? I'm not trying to say I'm more holy or righteous.
But then it burns. Then it burns.
They're killing babies, folks. They're murdering babies.
It's wrong, guys. It's wrong.
Coach, did you see that? I said that ACLJ reported nearly 42% of all the deaths last year were from abortions worldwide.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That's nice. Just, if that doesn't make you sick.
It makes me sick. Let me get a couple folks in. I'm going to show you something. Let me go to Tim and Naomi, one of you two, followed by Myra.
Yeah. Good morning. We met a girl in a restaurant last night, and she was timid, but she was a Christian. I think the whole society, your question to why are we this way, we're not taught to be angry in adults. Take our anger and put it away rather than displaying and communicate, not displaying, but communicating it properly. And that's the issue. We need our sword pulled out. We need to fight. Amen.
Well, amen. We do.
I think that goes along with that we've been so spoiled over the last 100 years,
yes.
And we have not experienced things that would make us bold. And I know with my own personal experience, because of what I've gone through, that's helped me become bold, but I'm still a little bit timid.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Who knows what? It's a spirit. God's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound around. Myra, then Rochelle, then Jared. Go ahead, Myra.
Yes, good morning, my brothers and sisters.
We love you, Myra.
Good morning. Always so good to wake up in the morning and see all of you have church.
Amen.
5 days a week. Coach Day mentioned, I don't know which day, but he mentioned it's all about self-preservation. Everybody is afraid. And they want to keep their jobs and stuff. But I think Christians, we're the salt of the, we're the salt and light, you know? So we have to do something. Thank you.
Amen, Myra. Bless you, dear. Thanks for being who you are. Come on in there, Rochelle. And then Jared says, Jared, come on in, Rochelle.
Good morning, coach and team. I think that, Myra, you hit it head on, and Tim and Naomi, you're all on over the target here. We've been conditioned to kind of be quiet about our faith, but even more than that, at least as a personal experience, I wasn't really informed, and you don't feel like you can speak out. You don't have the knowledge of these things.
Yes.
You're never directed in the churches nowadays on how to disciple other people or where you can lift them up and stuff like that. So once I really had two experiences coming to God, the first one was a little mild. The second one, I couldn't get off the floor. Once you hit that point where he knocks you down and you realize he's the boss and all you want to do is consume his word and his knowledge, then people can't shut you up. Ask my family.
Well, and he is the boss, isn't he? Don't forget this. 12 men turned the world upside down. They weren't passive. No way they were. Come on in, Jared. Jared, who's next? Somebody just disappeared. Who's next?
Spencer here, but I was just going to say, with what Jim said, he said we were purchased. I got to hear my friend speak on, a close friend of mine speak on Sunday, and he spoke from Hosea. Not only are we purchased, but even after we've left, we're purchased again, and then we leave, and we're purchased again. So it doesn't matter how many times we mess up, we're still loved.
He's buying us. He keeps buying us back, huh?
That's right.
He keeps bidding on us. Come on in, Stephanie. Can you hear me, Steph? Come on in. You text me, said I went in there. Come on in. Well, while we're waiting on her, let's get Dale in. Come on in, Dale.
Amen. Two things, just in the things of reference. It says, though a righteous man falls seven times, he gets back up. This is where we have to get back to come. We don't use this as our Mont Blanc card that we can enter into sin. It's that the difference between commission and omission of sin. Now, Coach, going back to what you just said in the book of Acts, it says, who are these men who have turned the city or the world upside down?
Yep.
See, that was spoken from the unbeliever's perspective. Did they little know that these men were actually turning the world right side up, brother?
Yes, sir. That's right. Doing it the way that needs to be done. Bless you, Dale. It's a good word. Stephanie, I'll go give you another chance, sweetie. I don't know if I know you're out there listening. I don't know if you want to get in here or not. Then I'm going to switch gears with you, folks. Anybody? Okay, so let's do this. Pull up for me, Spencer. I think you closed churches. It says closed churches. I came across something this morning, and I got a couple things I really want to share with you really hard here today. And this is a commentary that's posted the COVID-19 crime and the unwary Christian church. The unwary Christian church. It's really, really good, and I'm not going to take you through all of it and read it. But maybe, Spence, you can stick that thing in the chat for us. But, Spencer, I want you to scroll down quite a bit because this is relatively long, but I want to show you a couple things at the bottom. Keep going. I'll tell you when we're there. Remember what it is. This is really good. Let's see. Right there. Say right there. No, is that it? No, keep going, Spence. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. I should have had this all ready to go. Slide on down. Obey the law or else. Churchianity down. Maybe that's where I want to start. Churches. Stop right there, bud. There you go. I'm looking over here. I'm not looking at you. Okay. Churches that borrowed money to build large edifices will have difficulty making mortgage payments. This is talking about the condition of the church after the mess we've been in here with COVID. Okay. Churches that borrowed money to build large edifices will have difficulty making mortgage payments, as its members will only receive a stipend, guaranteed money. Many churches were struggling financially before the pandemic, and as many as 1 in 5 American churches are expected to shut down. Do you know that? 1 in 5 churches are going to shut down? Estimates range from 5,000 to 10,000 church closings each year already. Re-education camps will take care of any recalcitrant Americans. Christians will be rebranded as cultists. Wimpy churches haven't a clue. Churchianity on Sunday has become a Christian entertainment and comfort hour. It's not geared for what is to come. The church is like a man walking in the forest who curiously notices a red laser beam on his chest, not recognizing that it's a laser from a rifle. The church has a laser beam right on it. But folks, I'm telling you, I have a hunch the next compliant move by dutiful churches. Here's what he says is going to the next church thing the churches are going to do. They're going to set themselves up as vaccination centers. We see it coming, don't you? Come on, folks. You see it coming. Complicit in the crime of forced vaccination, forgetting the last time this was done was in Nazi Germany. So it's time to mobilize. Okay? Yada, yada. I'm going to go ahead and read all this stuff to you. Folks, he's saying, look, parking lots abound. Wait a minute. Go to where it's, okay, stay with me. Christians are often wrapped in temple worship, or Larry would call them satanic social clubs, right? Temple worship, the building. A new model for survival of the Christian church is needed. Jesus spoke of a church centered around him, not sanctuaries. Funds to maintain worship centers will be found. Think of the money we waste on churches and the upkeep of churches. It's staggering, folks. Churchgoers are likely to be financially impoverished by pandemic lockdown measures and therefore not in a position to maintain church buildings. Christians, he's telling you this. They're going to make you take a vaccination in order to buy, sell, all that. You ain't going to be having all that money you got. You may not even be able to have a bank account if the left gets their way, right? Oh, I get you. You'll be raptured out here before that happens. I got you. Churchgoers are likely to be financially impoverished by pandemic lockdown measures and therefore not in a position to maintain church buildings. Most Americans may become wards of the state. Yeah, on an unearned guaranteed income. Assemblies of believers for worship may need to be less formal and costly. The church met semi-secretly in homes when the church faced persecution. Using the mark of a fish, as there's that peculiar thing again, right? Use the mark of the fish as they're identified. Parking lots abound. 10,000 closed churches could easily be replaced with 10,000 parking lot churches on Sunday. So just let your mind expand as this thing, as they continue to lock us down. The church is never going to die. The peculiar people are still going to be the called out ones, chosen one, and we are going to flourish in the midst of all this stuff that's going on around us. But we got to prepare our heart for it and understand that we are in the midst of a huge, huge paradigm change. When they talk going back to normal, can I say this and nobody throw a tomato at me? I don't really care. I thank God there's no church as normal anymore. I thank God there's no church as normal. Because church is normal as normal is what got us in this place. So Bill Sardi wrote that, and we can put it in the chat, and you can read that. And I'm going to show you what's coming. Can I show you what's coming? Before I do that, anybody particularly? Go ahead, James. Come on in here, James. Get your hand up, bud.
You're on the right track as far as my mind goes. The church is really simple. Forgive me. I just lost my thought.
Okay. Well, and listen, if you get it back, just close out. If you get it back, come back in, then I'll know your mind's working again, okay? We'll get you back in there. Go ahead, Randy.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, I've been preaching this for 10 years because when you get on the outside and you look in and you see this model that calls itself a church, you realize that's not that. I don't know for sure what the church looks like, but I know that ain't it.
Yes, sir, brother.
Coach, we're looking for it. God's going to show it to us, but it's going to be outside the building. I promise you that.
He's going to squeeze us a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit. Persecution's good for the church. Don't ever forget that, man. The good pressure's coming down on us. Jeremy, come on in, then Larry. Come on, Jeremy. You have to unmute yourself, Jeremy.
Ooh. Sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
My mom told me yesterday that her Bible group said that if she doesn't get the vaccine, that they're not meeting.
Well, good. She'll have to find another place. Turn her on to us, Jeremy. Tell her to come in here. She can meet with us without a vaccination. Well, folks, I got some more stuff to show here. Here's me. I learned this when I did talk radio. James, get ready. I'm going to come to you here in a second. When I did talk radio, real live talk radio on AM station. You guys probably never been in a studio, but you have a bank. You have a bank of phone calls. You have a telephone there, and then the light lights up every time a line pops up. And there's a real tendency when you see all the lights are lit, man, people want to talk, and there's a real tendency to say, "Golly, they're listening. I want to try to get them in here." But I had an old radio vet tell me, he says, "Listen, you're the show, not them. You're the show, not them." They're listening because you're the show. Don't ever forget that. So I don't want to ignore you guys, but you're listening because of what we're talking about here, right? So when the Holy Spirit leads me to go someplace, I'm going there, and I'm not trying to be rude just because I don't let you in the discussion, okay? Jeremy, did you get to say everything you want to say, bud? If not,
yes, sir.
Okay, buddy. James, come on in, and then Larry.
I said a few years ago, and it caused me to lose a lot of my friends and family, most of them. I said, what the church needs is persecution.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We cannot obtain perseverance without persevering, and we can't obtain endurance without enduring.
Amen.
And the best thing to happen was they let the demon in office so that we can see his true face.
There's going to be, I think maybe we're going to see that, James. I think it's going to be funny how this whole thing's going to play out, man. Bless you, brother. Bless you. Come on in, Larry, and then that crazy South African.
Yeah, you know that article you read about how many churches are closed and all that and everything? Yeah. That is a prime reason or example of why I keep repeating and saying we have got to stop referring to satanic social clubs as churches, because that reinforces in the minds of those who aren't part of the true church, that reinforces what they think the true church is. And we've got to stop helping them.
Old habits hard to break, Larry. Come on in there, Michelle, if you wanted in. No?
Larry, you're so right. I don't know how it works in your country, but we also have a constitution. But as soon as the president gives an edict, then no one's allowed to go out of that. So our churches were closed way back the first week of the pandemic in March. All social gatherings, all funerals, all weddings, everything is closed here. The churches aren't even trying. You know, they you have to book a seat if you want to, and they've got like limited capacity. So our churches are not opening ever.
So go back and read
not,
that article.
Not on this. They're not even.
Read the article in the chat by Bill.
It's so scary.
Bill Sardis talks about that article, talks about it specifically. Okay, cool. Let me, Tim and Naomi, you're still up. Go ahead, Naomi. You're muted, sweetie.
Yeah, gotten it. One of our local Chick-fil-A's put out yesterday that you can drive through and get your vaccine at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's it. I'm going to take you. I got two places I got to take you here this morning before I let you go, okay? First of all, go down and click on Face Law. Face Law, if you can, down there, Spencer. I'm bringing this up, folks, because I think this is really, really important for us to understand. This is called the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances. This is the law that they use against pro-lifers when we go and try to rescue babies. If you block an entrance or in any way impair a woman's effort to get in and murder her baby, Ted Kennedy, we can thank Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy came up with what they call the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, making the blocking of someone going into an abortion clinic a federal offense. Federal offense. Big time federal offense, right? It almost shut down the pro-life movement, which was what Ted Kennedy, that good Catholic boy, wanted to do, right? But I'm showing you all this for a reason, okay? Stay with me here. This is the law. This is what they call the FACE law. Freedom, see, FACE, Freedom, Access, Clinics, Entrance, FACE, F-A-C-E, it's FACE law. And here's the FACE law. Whoever, whoever, by force or threat of violence, or threat of force, or by physical obstruction, intentionally injures, intimidates, or interferes with, or attempts to injure, intimidate, or interfere with any person, excuse me, because that person is, or has been, or is in order to intimidate some person or any other person or any class of person from obtaining or providing reproductive health services. That's a long way to say, if you do anything to try to stop, block, intimidate, oppose someone trying to get an abortion, it's a federal crime. That's what they're saying. You have to be on the property to do it. Okay. Number one, watch. This is how conservatives play the game. Number two, the conservatives said, well, listen, Ted Kennedy, if you're going to do that, then we'll throw this in, and this will make our conservative supporters happy. Number two, by force or threat of force, or by physical obstruction, intentionally injures, intimidates, or interferes with, or attempts to injure, intimidate, or interfere with any person lawfully exercising or seeking to exercise the First Amendment right of religious freedom at a place of worship, of religious worship, or time out. Okay, so coach, this is important now. The FACE law provides the same protection to churches as it does abortion clinics. Now, raise your hand if you knew that. And don't lie, because most of you had no idea. Now, Jeff Klein knows it because his church was assaulted under this, and they filed a FACE violation against. There's no redress of grievances. We've talked about that many times, right? There's no redress of grievances. So if I understand right, if anyone tries to look at the words now, folks, intimidate. Can we go to Webster real quick? You think, Spencer, I'll see how quick you are on the ship, on the fly here. Intimidate. What is that word? Intimidate. To make fearful. To inspire with fear, to dishearten, to abash, not guilt, now guilt once harbored in conscious breast. Intimidate, to make fearful, inspire fear, dishearten. Okay, cool. So if you do that at a church, if you block the entrance of an abortion clinic or do anything to disrupt a woman passage into the clinic, You can be charged with a face violation. It's punishable up to, slide down there. How much is it punishable up to, Spencer? Penalties. Case first offense, fined in accordance with this, tied or in prison, not more than a year. You can go to prison for a year for the first face violation. The second one, case of a second or subsequent offense, prior conviction, you can be fined in accordance with this, a lot of money, or 3 years, or a bunch of money, except or yada, 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 or up to 10 years in prison for a face violation, okay? Are you sitting down? Okay, so do this for me. Go to where it says pro aborts. Because this happened on January 22nd, 2021 in Columbus, Ohio. This is a video of a pro-abortion group who crash church. I don't know if you guys have seen this or not. Scroll on down, Spence. Come on down. They crashed a pro-life ceremony at the local Catholic church where, by the way, Michelle and I were married. Isn't that something? Scroll back up the top here, Spence, and we'll find it. There, is that it? I just showed it. So I know it's, yeah, it doesn't look like it's it. Scroll on down. Because they filmed it. They taped it. Wait a minute. Hang on. A video. There's a video. Watch. Click on that. Watch. There. Yeah, click on that. Okay, now, folks. No, daggone it. I hate it when this happens. Go back where you were, Spencer. Why does this happen to me? Because I can pull right here on mine. Okay, folks, so here I'm going to tell, I'll tell you the narrative, and then I'm going to show you. These pro-aborts show up. They come storming in church, in the middle of church, middle of a Catholic church service, and they disrupt it. Hey, by the way, there it is. Okay, this is, now watch, folks. This, they're filming it. We know very well the girl who's behind this. Now, I want you to watch this, and then I want to tell you this. You ready? No one arrested. No one charged. Go ahead and play it.
Right.
Excuse me. It's Catholic setting pigs. Row is the floor. Demand more.
Row is the floor. We demand more. Row is the floor. We demand more.
2, 4, 6, 8. This church teaches hate. 2, 4, 6, 8. This church teaches hate. 2, 4, 6, 8. This church teaches hate.
Pause it a second. Hey, folks. Just curious as I watched this. You know what I saw? You know what I saw? The first time I watched this,
people,
I saw a bunch of
people sitting.
Cowardly men sitting on their asses. That's what I saw.
Come on.
Go ahead.
Coach, I dare.
2, 4, 6, 8, this church teaches hate.
2, 4, 6, 8, this church teaches hate.
2, 4, 6, 8,
this church teaches hate. Let go. Let go. Get the fuck up. Let go. Then get your fucking hand off.
Let's go. Get off her.
Get off.
Get off her.
Your church is a fucking hate church. So funny that you teach the love of life when you teach people to hate, and you harass clinics, and you scare clinic providers and their families. You're violent, and your language is violent. 2, 4, 6, 8. This church teaches hate. Don't fucking touch.
Hey, folks. Coming to a church near you.
That's right.
Coming to a church near you.
Amen.
Listen, from the time I saw this, those of you who know me well know that I had to put duct tape on my head. You know what I'm talking about here, right? And I've been putting extra layers of duct tape on my head ever since, because I want to ask a simple question. Why have these women not been charged?
Yeah, has anybody gone to law enforcement and filed charges against them?
Larry, let me ask you a question. Larry, this is secondhand information, folks. I don't know this for sure, but I know people who are connected with what happened, and they were told. Here's what we heard. Larry, I just can't even believe it. Although I believe it, they did not arrest them because, you ready? They didn't have any ID on them.
Where's the duct tape?
Now, folks, listen. I'm trying to be careful what I say here. I got to ask a question. Do I just sit back and let this go on?
Right.
Hey, Jeff, they came to your church, didn't they, Jeff? Hey, Jeff, tell the story, Jeff Klein, of what they did to your church. And listen, now listen to me. Because when they did it to Jeff Klein's church, Jeff Klein, Pastor Bill, and all that brave crew up there, they were picketing a local strip club. They'd done it for 10 years. They'd been out there at that strip club. And what happened? The strippers came to church bare-breasted. The strippers came to church. Hey, Jeff, could you get anybody to arrest those guys?
We had deputy sheriff standing. We called law enforcement. Deputy sheriff was posted outside the building. They still walked around the church, around the block, around the building. They did their what they thought was their march around the building, topless. They had probably about 20 of them out there, men and women. And the men, the fat guys were even naked, you know, topless. It was just disgusting.
Young kids, women, they're vile. They didn't care, right?
Cussing, foul-mouthed people, moms.
By the way, Jeff, was anybody there intimidated? Wasn't it true, Jeff, that after that happened at your church, there for a while some people didn't come back, Jeff? Isn't that true?
40% of them left. Kids were scared to death. Surrounding vehicles screaming at them.
Can anybody tell me why that's not a violation of face law? Can anybody tell me why that is? Can you throw that back up there, Spencer? That face law. What did it say? Huh? Anyone by force, inner threat, physical obstruction, intimidates, interferes, or attempts to injure, intimidate, or interfere with any person lawfully exercising or seeking the exercise of First Amendment right of religious freedom at a place of worship. Folks, this is on its face a face violation. Now, are we going to sit by, or should we order some? Should we organize some phone calls to some people in the Columbus Police Department, in the prosecutor's office?
Redress of grievances.
Well, there is no redress of grievances. It's exactly the point. The bishop's, from what I understand, the bishop is taking under advisement as to whether or not they should bring charges. Taking under advisement.
Oh, right? Sure. Yeah.
They walk all over us. They mock us. They mock us. And when they mock us and there is no consequences, they will mock us again, folks.
The
part of it is that they police, okay, they don't file anything because the prosecutors won't prosecute anything and the judges won't rule on anything. Yeah. We've lost our courts. All those things, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just saying,
Anybody been arrested in an abortion clinic? Raise your hand if you have.
Yep.
There ain't no questions asked, Dale. Huh? They come, they cuff you, man. They don't care. They're dragging you out of there. Remember we had our friend Alicia. Alicia got arrested. I mean, folks, this is absolutely unbelievable. This should be outrageous to all Christians, but it's not. Listen to me. It's coming to your church. It's coming to a church near you. It is okay. It's exactly what we were just reading about. It's okay to discriminate and intimidate and interfere with Christians. It's okay to do it, folks. How long are we going to put up with it? Come on in. Who do I have up here? Rochelle. Come on in, Rochelle.
Good morning, Coach. Okay, two things. I think it's interesting that they put the space law has both what they worship and what we worship in the same law.
Right, right.
Right? Right. And then the other thing about the way they busted into that church, Vinny, I think, posted this to our social book. And yeah, what is it they want? Did they want to have an abortion performed at on the altar by the priest? Why are they in a church?
Well, because we have it backwards. See, we have it backwards, folks. They are the sinner. They are, not us. We're not the sinners. We're not the ones that are wrong here. They want to murder unborn children. And we claim we want to defend and protect unborn children, but we got our thumb up our... like we can't do anything about it. They get so the righteous are as bold as lions. And look at this. Evil men flee when no one pursues. And those women, I think they are. That's probably a pronoun I'm not allowed to use. They come in there, and what do? The men sit there helpless, helpless. Let's pray for them. Let's just pray for them. Who wants in here? Jeremy, come on in, Jeremy. Or did you? Sometimes you guys leave your hands up there. I don't know. David Hawkins, you jumped in. Come on, David.
I'll have to come in on the phone because I don't have a speakerphone on my computer.
Okay, we hear you. We hear you.
All right, man. Last night there was here's the essence of it all. Last night there was a news story that T.D. Jakes was on the phone with Fauci, and Fauci was convincing him that he needed to have his church and the black community start accepting the immunizations. And if the pastors are doing this, what chance do people have to hear the truth if they are constantly being bombarded by the nonsense of the left? Amen. And if pastors don't stand up, get some chutzpah, whatever you want to call it, and do the right thing, then everything's lost anyway. I'm just,
crazy. We've become convinced that obeying the government is the right thing. See, that's what's happening.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, David, this is why, I'm sorry, I'll just put hands on. 7,000 priests, pastors were brought in and educated on how to influence their congregation to take the vaccine. That's fact. 7,000 of them.
And then they ministered to 7,000 more. Come on in, Ohio, Brett.
Hey, Coach, I'll see you January 29th at the huddle. We got to get in the parking lots, everybody.
Yes.
Coast to coast, border to border.
Amen, brother. Amen, Brett. That's what we got to take it to the streets. Silver, come on in.
I can't really say what I wanted to say when I watched that video.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But all the girls in there were saying it for me. And I see one security officer, if that's what he was, in that church. Every man should have been up there knocking these people out of the building.
That's right.
As soon
that's
as right. they heard him come in.
That's right.
Excuse me, Father. Hold on a second. Yeah. We have some assholes to clean. And get them out of there.
That's right, Joe. That's right. Now, listen, though, folks. Listen. This
what
is
does that give us in the church? Well, I mean, what is our defense against this? You know?
Yeah. Well, here's what we got to read. For
a redress of grievances, or do we just break a couple of arms and get them out of there?
That's what I think, Joe. And here's one of the reasons I want to show it this morning, because in fairness to those people sitting in the pews, they were probably shocked and overwhelmed. They probably didn't know what was going on, really. They probably didn't. So we have to be prepared for this coming to a church near you, right? And be ready. And as I say, I told my wife, I said, honey, some things are worth $500 and 3 days in jail. I'm sorry. I ain't going to sit there and let that kind of crap go on. I just ain't going to do it. I'll fill up the jails. They can fill up the jails. I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to let this go on. I'll show it tomorrow. Okay, Coach, show it tomorrow. That'll be good. We getting for truth. Come on in there, brother. Come on in.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
I think it's quickly coming upon that time, and you had just touched on it.
where we're all going to have to make the sacrifice, that hard decision of whether or not take that fine, go to jail, yep. or who knows, maybe even more than that. I mean, look at the 12 disciples and what they sacrificed for our Lord.
Oh, well, brother, you're supposed to turn the other cheek, brother. To forgive them, brother. They're just lost, brother. They're just lost. Just forgive them, brother.
We only have two cheeks, coach. So what do we do after that?
Yeah, but that's the message of the church. And you know it's the message of the church, right? Come on in, Mark. Mr. Trump, come on in.
I was going to say, we don't know what the internment camps are for, but we know what they're not for. They're not for people with masks. They're not for people with vaccinations.
All right, brother.
They won't be for people with the mark. They won't be.
No,
the
that's
people
right.
in those internment camps are the people not of this world.
Mm-hmm. Peculiar. Peculiar people, right?
Peculiar people. Y'all need to start looking at these camps because you think you're going to defend yourself. You're a big tough guy pounding your chest. Wherever you are, the black cars show up, you're going to a camp or you're dead. Right.
Amen. Amen.
Right? So think about these camps is where we're going to be sharing the gospel and taking care of the brethren.
Amen. Amen, Mark. Vinny, come on in.
Hey, you know, this is all predictive programming, everybody. You've seen these movies for decades, right? Where they're saying, oh, FEMA camps and this and that. But guess what? This is our world, right? This is our world. We're not going to give this world up. This is a bunch of nonsense, right? We're simply not going to give this up, all right? So going forth, just don't take any nonsense from these freaks, okay? I'm 6'4". I'm simply not used to taking nonsense from anybody. I'm simply not used to it, right? Right. So I advise everyone, just don't regret. I don't regret much of anything in this life. Right,
hey,
so
Vinny,
go for it. Yeah.
I'm 5'7". I don't take no crap.
Amen, brother. Amen.
That's on a good day. Some people say I'm lying when I tell them I'm 5'7".
Hey, brother, you're a giant to me. I hope you know that.
I'm eight foot on the inside, baby. That's what I tell them. Eight foot on the inside. Come on in, Dale. What did he
do? Coach, while waiting on Dale.
I'm hitting the wrong button.
Go ahead, Mark, then Dale. Go ahead, Mark, then Dale.
I was going to say, when it comes to your life, okay, think about it this way. There may come a time where you need to sacrifice your life. Guess who else that happened to? Jesus Christ. He only had one period of time that he could go to the cross, and he even questioned the Father, is there another way? So we need to look at our life as that final sacrifice for Jesus Christ. It's not every battle you're going to sacrifice your life, guys. Which one will you?
Yeah, you have to be willing to. You have to be willing to, Mark. That's
well, you got to be. Well, let's just say we're all willing. Let's pretend we're all willing to because we say it. People say it. They believe they can do it. But let's just pretend they can. You've only got one chance. So if you extend that time, you're going to have time to save more people. You're going to have time to bring more to. So is your death going to bring more people to Christ than you staying alive and sacrificing?
Mm-hmm.
See, Coach, it's easy to give your life because you don't have to go through the sacrifice that everyone else has to go through. Yeah. So you got to be careful with that mentality and make sure you're doing God's will.
Amen. Going down for the right reason.
In other words, Chad and Bobby Lee, we build muscle memory. We train. Don't train yourself to be a tough guy when God doesn't want you to be. Train yourself to listen to God's will.
Amen.
And be prepared.
Amen. Come on, Chad. Or Dale. Dale was next. I left Dale.
I've been waiting. Okay.
Hang on, Chad. I'll let Dale hang in there.
No, brother. When I see that video, the shock and awe, you know, it's not about going and beating up them people, but getting, you know, simply removing them from the building. It's
right.
just the first thing. But when you see the people there, the reason why they're shocked and awed is because they've never been in the battle. And so when the battle comes to them, they're ill prepared. So when we're talking about a church, this is the point where Jesus, I didn't see anybody making a cord of whip in that place. You know what I'm saying? That there comes a point where, brother, in that situation, those people were violent, and they could have begun to hurt people inside that church. Now, as the shepherd of that church, there's three distinct things that Jesus commanded Peter at the last chapter in the book of John. He said, feed them, tend to them, and protect them. That priest did not protect his sheep.
I got a story I can tell you about that. Last one, Chad, get in there real quick, bud.
Okay, just going to say, look, when we're doing the activism and things like that, the expectation should not be you're going to get arrested. It's something that potentially could happen. So don't be intimidated by activism due to you might get arrested, because most of the time you won't.
Amen. You won't. Amen. Well, they sure didn't, did they, Chad? The righteous are as bold as lions. What's happened to us, folks? What's happened to our boldness? The righteous are as bold as lions, and evil men flee when nobody's even pursuing them. Lord, help us to be more bold, more righteous. Ah, more righteous, and then more bold. John Diamond on Friday night. Love to see a lot of you here. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.